No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I have to catch my breath. I just ate an entire slice of jalapeno. Woo! I like it spicy, but that was real hot. Welcome, everyone. Today is the 25th day of September, and I am so glad that you are here. It is my honor, truly such a joy, to be here with all of you. I am sorry, that's lingering. That was real spicy. I am your spicy chronological tour guide through the Bible. And we are making our way through the Old Testament. It has been a long, long journey through the Old Testament with the children of Israel, the Israelites, the Jewish people, the Jews, the people that were God's chosen people. And they had it all. They had it all in the palm of their hand, and they threw it all away. And so we journey through, and we take the rest of this journey through the Old Testament. We are getting to Jesus. I cannot wait to get to the Gospels and put some pieces together of things that we read and some pieces that might click into place for us that connected the old with the new. And before I jump too far ahead, let's just wrangle it back. Slow down, Jill. Slow down. Today we are reading the book of Ezra. I believe I told you a couple days ago that we were finishing it. If I did, which is highly probable, I apologize here. And now Ezra has more to say. And so we're going to allow Ezra to speak. Today we read Ezra chapters 7 through 10, and this week we are reading the contemporary English version, Ezra chapter 7. Much later, when Artaxerxes was king of Persia, Ezra came to Jerusalem from Babylonia. Ezra was the son of Seraiah and the grandson of Azariah. His other ancestors were Hilkiah, Shalom, Zadok, Ahitub, Amariah, Azariah, Merioth, Zuriah, Uzai, Bukai, Abishua, Phinehas, Eleazar, and Aaron, the high priest. Ezra was an expert in the law that the Lord God of Israel had given to Moses, and the Lord made sure that the king gave Ezra everything he asked for. Other Jews, including priests, Levites, musicians, the temple guards, and servants, came to Jerusalem with Ezra. This happened during the seventh year that Artaxerxes was king. God helped Ezra, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month of that seventh year after leaving Babylonia on the first day of the first month. Ezra had spent his entire life studying and obeying the law of the Lord and teaching it to others. Ezra was a priest and an expert in the laws and commands that the Lord had given to Israel. One day, King Artaxerxes gave Ezra a letter which said, "Greetings from the great King Artaxerxes to Ezra the priest and expert in the teachings of the God of heaven. Any of the people of Israel or their priests or Levites in my kingdom may go with you to Jerusalem if they want to. My seven advisors and I agree that you may go to Jerusalem and Judah to find out if the laws of your God are being obeyed. When you go, take the silver and gold that I and my advisors are freely giving to the God of Israel, whose temple is in Jerusalem. Take the silver and gold that you collect from everywhere in Babylonia. Also take the gifts that your own people and priests have so willingly contributed for the temple of your God in Jerusalem. Use the money carefully to buy the best bulls, rams, lambs, grain, and wine. Then sacrifice them on the altar at God's temple in Jerusalem. If any silver or gold is left, you and your people may use it for whatever pleases your God. Give your God the other articles that have been contributed for use in his temple. If you need to get anything else for the temple, you may have the money you need from the royal treasury. Ezra, you are a priest and an expert in the laws of the God of heaven, and I order all treasurers in Western Province to do their very best to help you. They will be allowed to give as much as 3.4 tons of silver, 10 tons of wheat, 2,000 liters of wine, 2,000 liters of olive oil, and all the salt you need. They must provide whatever the God of heaven demands for his temple, so that he won't be angry with me and with the kings who rule after me. We want you to know that no priests, Levites, musicians, guards, temple servants, or any other temple workers will have to pay any kind of taxes. Ezra, use the wisdom God has given you and choose officials and leaders to govern the people of Western Province. These leaders should know God's laws and have them taught to anyone who doesn't know them. Everyone who fails to obey God's law or the king's law will be punished without pity. They will either be executed or put in prison or forced to leave their country or have all they own taken away. Because King Artaxerxes was so kind, Ezra said, "Praise the Lord God of our ancestors. He made sure that the king honored the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. God has told the king, his advisors, and his powerful officials to treat me with kindness. The Lord God has helped me, and I have been able to bring many Jewish leaders back to Jerusalem. Artaxerxes was king of Persia when I led the following chiefs of the family groups from Babylonia to Jerusalem: Gershom of the Phinehas family, Daniel of the Ithamar family, Hatash, son of Shechaniah of the David family, Zechariah, and 150 other men of the Parosh family who had family records, Eliohenai, son of Zeriah, with 200 men of the Pahath Moab family, Shechaniah, son of Jehaziel, with 300 men of the Zatu family, Ebed, son of Jonathan, with 50 men of the Aden family, Jeshaiah, son of Athaliah, with 70 men of the Elam family, Zebediah, son of Michael, with 80 men of the Shephatiah family, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, with 218 men of the Joab family, Shelemith, son of Josaphiah, with 160 men of the Benai family, Zechariah, son of Bibii, with 28 men of the Bebai family, Johanan, son of Hakatan, with 110 men of the Azgad family, Eliphelet, Jeul, and Shemaiah, who returned sometime later with 60 men of the Adanakim family, Uthai, and Zekir, with 70 men of the Bigvai family. I brought everyone together by the river that flows to the town of Ahava, where we camped for 3 days. Not one Levite could be found among the people and priests. So I sent for the leaders, Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam. I also sent for Jorib and Elnathan, who were very wise counselors. Then I sent them to Iddo, the leader at Casaphia, and I told them to ask him and his temple workers to send people to serve in God's temple. God was kind to us and caused them to send a skillful man named Sherebiah, who was a Levite from the family of Melai. 18 of his relatives came with him. We were also sent Ashabiah and Jeshaiah from the family of Merari, along with 20 of their relatives. In addition, 220 others came to help the Levites in the temple. The ancestors of these workers had been chosen years ago by King David and his officials, and they were all listed by name. Beside the Ahava River, I asked the people to go without eating and to pray. We humbled ourselves and asked God to bring us and our children safely to Jerusalem with all of our possessions. It was a shame to ask the king to send soldiers and cavalry to protect us against enemies along the way. After all, we had told the king that our God takes care of everyone who truly worships him, but that he gets very angry and punishes anyone who refuses to obey. So we went without food and asked God himself to protect us, and he answered our prayers. I chose 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their relatives. Then I weighed the gifts that had been given for God's temple, and I divided them among the 12 priests I had chosen. There were gifts of silver and gold, as well as the articles that the king, his advisors and officials, and the people of Israel had contributed. In all, there were 22 tons of silver, 100 silver articles weighing 70 kilograms, 3.4 tons of gold, 20 gold bowls weighing over 8 kilograms, and 2 polished bronze articles as valuable as gold. I said to the priests, "You belong to the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and these things also belong to him." The silver and gold were willingly given as gifts to the Lord. Be sure to guard them and keep them safe until you reach Jerusalem. Then weigh them inside God's temple in the presence of the chief priests, the Levites, and the heads of the Israelite families. The priests and Levites then took charge of the gifts that had been weighed, so they could take them to the temple of our God in Jerusalem. On the 12th day of the first month, we left the Ahava River and started for Jerusalem. Our God watched over us, and as we traveled along, he kept our enemies from ambushing us. After arriving in Jerusalem, we rested for 3 days. Then on the 4th day, we went to God's temple, where the silver, the gold, and the other things were weighed and given to the priest Meremoth, son of Uriah. With him were Eleazar, son of Phinehas, and the 2 Levites, Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Binui. Everything was counted, weighed, and recorded. Those who had returned from exile offered sacrifices on the altar to the God of Israel. 12 bulls were offered for all Israel. 96 rams and 77 lambs were offered on the altar, and 12 goats were sacrificed for the sins of the people. Some of those who had returned took the king's orders to the governors and officials in Western Province. Then the officials did what they could for the people and for the temple of God. Later, the Jewish leaders came to me and said, "Many Israelites, including priests and Levites, are living just like the people around them. They are even guilty of some of the horrible sins of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. Some Israelite men have married foreign women and have let their sons do the same thing. Our own officials and leaders were the first to commit this disgusting sin, and now God's holy people are mixed with foreigners." This news made me so angry that I ripped my clothes and tore hair from my head and beard. Then I just sat in shock until the time for the evening sacrifice. Many of our people were greatly concerned and gathered around me because the God of Israel had warned us to stay away from foreigners. At the time of the evening sacrifice, I was still sitting there in sorrow with my clothes all torn. So I got down on my knees, then lifted my arms and prayed. "I am much too ashamed to face you, Lord God. Our sins and our guilt have swept over us like a flood that reaches up to the heavens. Since the time of our ancestors, all of us have sinned. That's why we, our kings, and our priests have often been defeated by other kings. They have killed some of us and made slaves of others. They have taken our possessions and made us ashamed just as we are today. But for now, Lord God, you have shown great kindness to us. You made us truly happy by letting some of us settle in this sacred place and by helping us in our time of slavery. We are slaves, but you have never turned your back on us. You love us, and because of you, the kings of Persia have helped us. It's as though you have given us new life. You let us rebuild your temple and live safely in Judah and Jerusalem. Our God, what can we say now? Even after all this, we have disobeyed the commands that were given to us by your servants, the prophets. They said the land you are giving us is full of sinful and wicked people who never stop doing disgusting things. And we were warned not to let our daughters and sons marry their sons and daughters. Your prophets also told us never to help those foreigners or even let them live in peace. You wanted us to become strong and to enjoy the good things in the land, then someday to leave it to our children forever. You punished us because of our terrible sins, but you did not punish us nearly as much as we deserve, and you have brought some of us back home. Why should we disobey your commands again by letting our sons and daughters marry these foreigners who do such disgusting things? That would make you angry enough to destroy us all. Lord God of Israel, you have been more than fair by letting a few of us survive. But once again, our sins have made us ashamed to face you. While Ezra was down on his knees in front of God's temple, praying with tears in his eyes and confessing the sins of the people of Israel, a large number of men, women, and children gathered around him and cried bitterly. Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, from the family of Elam, said, "Ezra, we have disobeyed God by marrying these foreign women, but there is still hope for the people of Israel if we follow your advice and the advice of others who truly respect the laws of God. We must promise God that we will divorce our foreign wives and send them away together with their children. Ezra, it's up to you to do something. We will support whatever you do, so be brave." Ezra stood up and made the chief priests, the Levites, and everyone else in Israel swear that they would follow the advice of Shechaniah. Then Ezra left God's temple and went to spend the night in the living quarters of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib. He felt sorry because of what the people had done, and he did not eat or drink a thing. The officials and leaders sent a message to all who had returned from Babylonia and were now living in Jerusalem and Judah. This message told them to meet in Jerusalem within 3 days, or else they would lose everything they owned and would no longer be considered part of the people that had returned from Babylonia. 3 days later, on the 20th day of the 9th month, everyone from Judah and Benjamin came to Jerusalem and sat in the temple courtyard. It was a serious meeting, and they sat there, trembling in the rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said, "You have broken God's law by marrying foreign women, and you have made the whole nation guilty. Now you must confess your sins to the Lord, God of your ancestors, and obey him. Divorce your foreign wives and don't have anything to do with the rest of the foreigners who live around here." Everyone in the crowd shouted, "You're right. We will do what you say. But there are so many of us, and we can't just stay out here in this downpour. A lot of us have sinned by marrying foreign women, and the matter can't be settled in only a day or two. Why can't our officials stay on in Jerusalem and take care of this for us? Let everyone who has sinned in this way meet here at a certain time with leaders and judges from their own towns. If we take care of this problem, God will surely stop being so terribly angry with us." Jonathan, son of Asahel, and Jehaziel, son of Tikva, were the only ones who objected, except for the two Levites, Meshulam, Shebethai. Everyone else who had returned from exile agreed with the plan. So Ezra the priest chose men who were heads of the families, and he listed their names. They started looking into the matter on the first day of the 10th month, and they did not finish until the first day of the 1st month of the next year. Here is a list of the priests who had agreed to divorce their foreign wives and to sacrifice a ram as a sin offering: Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jerib, and Gedaliah from the family of Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Hanani, and Zebediah from the family of Omer, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah from the family of Harim, Elionai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elasa from the family of Pashur. Those Levites who had foreign wives were Jozabad, Shimei, Kelaiah, also known as Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Eliashib the musician had a foreign wife. These temple guards had foreign wives: Shallum, Telem, and Uri. Here is a list of the others from Israel who had foreign wives: Remiah, Isaiah, Melchijah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Ashabiah, and Benaiah from the family of Parash, Madaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah from the family of Elam, Elionai, Eliashib, Madaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azazah from the family of Zatu, Jehonan, Hananiah, Zebai, and Ethlai from the family of Bibai, Meshulam, Melech, Adaiah, Jashub, Sheol, and Jeremoth from the family of Benai, Adna, Chilel, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Madaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh from the family of Pahath Moab, Eleazar, Ishijah, Melchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malak, and Shemariah from the family of Harim, Madanai, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei from the family of Hashem, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Chelui, Veniah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Madaniah, Matanai, and Jesu from the family of Benai, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adaiah, Machnedebai, Sheshai, Sherei, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph from the family of Binui, Jael, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zebina, Jedei, Joel, and Benaiah from the family of Nebo. These men divorced their foreign wives, then sent them and their children away. This finishes the book of Ezra. I believe I said we were finishing it the other day. I apologize for that error. I strive really hard to get it right and often make mistakes. So this concludes the book of Ezra today. Let's just zoom in on this beautiful prayer that Ezra offers to God. I am much too ashamed to face you, Lord God. Our sins and our guilt have swept over us like a flood that reaches up to the heavens. Since the time of our ancestors, all of us have sinned. That's why we, our kings, and our priests have often been defeated by other kings. They have killed some of us and made slaves of others. They have taken our possessions and made us ashamed just as we are today. But for now, Lord God, you have shown great kindness to us. You made us truly happy by letting some of us settle in this sacred place and by helping us in our time of slavery. We are slaves, but you have never turned your back on us. You love us. And because of you, the kings of Persia have helped us. It's as though you have given us new life. Jesus, we thank you for the new life that you give, that you offer, that is available to us because of you. I pray that we would make this prayer our own today. Every heart surrendered to you, to your ways, to your thoughts, to your will, to love good, love righteousness, to turn from our wickedness, our evil ways. It is not out there lurking, waiting to inflict us. It is within all of us, and we have to do the work inside each and every one of us. Give us the courage to do that work. I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is the home base. That is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Download it. If you haven't, take a look around. If you're new, we welcome you. There's a website, and that should tell you a lot of what you might want to know about the Daily Audio Bible. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. That is so hard to believe, but we are. 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. And if you would like to continue this ministry going forward, the Bible being read fresh every single day in so many different languages, in so many different variations, if you would like to put another log on the fire, several different ways for you to be able to do that. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share with the community what you believe God has answered prayer through the prayers of this beautiful community, several different ways for you to do that as well. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, and then when you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel with your finger over to chronological to ensure it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together and begin one of my favorite books. I say that a lot, don't I? Different favorites for different reasons. Nehemiah. We'll begin it together tomorrow. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow. Love one another.
Hello, my dear ABC family. This is Zainab calling from London. I'm just calling to ask for prayer for everyone, my dear ABC family, prayer warriors, to stand with my family in prayer. One of my sisters is in life support machine, and according to the doctor, she has 5% chance to survive, but we know we serve a living God, and there is nothing impossible for him to do. There is nothing. He raised the dead, so there is nothing impossible for him to do. So I'm just asking, calling upon everyone to stand with us in prayer. Her name is Hulai Matu. She lives in Belgium. Please, please, please join me in prayer. Thank you.
This is Tilly from Florida calling for God's hand is on me. It's kind of loud in the background because I'm walking the beach where I live, but I just heard your call in on the September 15th to the chronological line. So I'm not going to belabor it too long because of the noise. I'm just going to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up. God's hand is on me. And I ask that you would guide her by your divine wisdom during this period of time of navigating a divorce, getting yourself to a safe place, and finding her place in your kingdom. We love you. We love you, girl. I'm not sure where you live. I live in Florida. This is Tilly, saying, be blessed. God's got you in his hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
September! Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over all of you, and I pray for the body of Christ. Lord, we are many, but few of us seek what you have for us. I pray that we will stop just being idle and that we will ask and we will stop not having anymore because we do not even ask. Lord, you are faithful, you are kind, and even if it's not meant for us right now, we know we can ask it from you and that we can trust you for the timing. That we don't have to worry about that. We're not the God of the universe. That time and matter and everything is in your hands. So there's no worries about when what we think we should get should come. We ask you, you say no, you say yes, or you say wait. And we're thankful. I'm so thankful that you don't give me what I don't need and you say no to me when I need to hear no, whether I like it or not. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for loving on your children the way you do. And I pray that you'll wrap the body of Christ up in your arms today and you will whisper something special to each of their hearts or their ears, whichever you prefer, Father. And bless us all this day. And please remember the Kirk family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, DABC family. This is Daughter of Honor Star Kindler in Bangalore, and I wanted to give you a couple of updates on me and pray for someone I heard on the prayer line. First update is I'm trying to listen to the most recent episodes as opposed to trying to catch up from the beginning of 2025 and actually also catching up on previous years, including going all the way back to 2021. If you have listened that long and called in prayer requests, especially for long-standing situations, just know that people are still listening to those episodes and praying for you. But in the meantime, I believe I called in and told you that I had a fever at the beginning of September and that I had been diagnosed with dengue. And praise God, it was not a severe case. My platelets didn't drop too low. But I'm still dealing with the extreme fatigue afterwards. The doctor said if I still have it in about 2 weeks to go ahead and come in. But apparently this can last for months. And I need prayer because my husband did lose his job and I need to be able to do my work. So please pray for that. Also, I just wanted to pray for the lady who whose life was spared when her husband tried to kill her. Father, we pray so much for our sister right now. We pray that that you would help her and guide her, that you would open doors to get housing for herself, that you would keep her safe, Lord. And Father, we praise you that you did keep her safe through that attempt and that you have been speaking to her of your love. In Jesus' name.